Agricultural Trade Agreements, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Community leaders from across the Treasure Valley attending a joint Chamber of Commerce luncheon in Caldwell listened closely to agricultural industry professionals discussing issues of concern in the dairy, cattle, wheat, and energy sectors of Idaho agriculture. The health of agriculture is extremely important to both urban and rural communities across Idaho. The North American Free Trade Agreement with Canada and Mexico is one issue of concern that Blaine Jacobson of the Idaho Wheat Commission spoke to.
There's some statistics out there that show that on average, when an agricultural producer gets allowances under a free trade agreement, their market share in that country goes up by about 10 points. And so that's significant. You know, we're fortunate to live in a country where, and a state, where we can grow more food than what the local population can consume. And so the free trade agreements, NAFTA and TPP, and right now the Korean Free Trade Agreement is up for discussion in Washington. All of those are important, not only for wheat exports, but for all of agriculture.
And how important are wheat export opportunities? Here's Clark Johnston, a grain marketer with AgriSource JC Management.
There's 5 million bushels of wheat still in storage, needs to move.
Trade agreements are important. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.